This is Pat, and I'm joining you this morning reading the Clinton Journal for Friday, November the 21st. And on the front page, donor gives $800,000 to three local agencies. Anonymous donor makes gifts through Decatur-based foundation. A story by Gordon Woods of the Clinton Journal. An anonymous donor has given $800,000 through a Decatur Foundation to three local agencies. The Heart of Illinois Community Foundation met on Monday with recipients of the donation at the YMCA. Stephanie Kuntz, Director of Encore, Renee Kluver, Director of Clinton YMCA, and Connie Monkman, Director of Community Care Center, attended the meeting to accept the donations. Mayor Helen Michalowski represented the City of Clinton. Through the Decatur Foundation, the donor awarded $500,000 to the Clinton Community YMCA, $200,000 to Encore, and $100,000 paid over 10 months to the Community Care Center. They had no idea that was coming, Michalowski told the Clinton Journal. For Encore Thrift, that's a game changer. For all of them, it's a game changer. Encore recently has been working to address building issues cited by the state fire marshal inspectors. The first phase of the project incurred costs of around $450,000. Encore needed an additional $90,000 to complete the phase, which included a fire alarm system, now about 90% complete, and two firewalls separating the warehouse space, in addition to other items. Stephanie Kuntz was in tears after receiving Monday's donation, Michalowski said. They were there this morning and got to participate and hear the news, she said. It was very well done. Clinton Commissioner John Wise also was present for the Monday's donations. Natalie Beck presented the awards on behalf of the foundation. Clinton is a great city, Michalowski told the group in the meeting, and now other people are noticing this. Michalowski said the donation was referred to by the foundation as an angel donation. She said it demonstrated faith in good works happening in Clinton. This was somebody who said, I'm with you, she added. Michalowski acknowledged Clinton seemed to be on a roll lately after the announcement of two manufacturers locating in Clinton. She said she felt confident more good news was on the way for Clinton. And another front page story. Worker dies in November the 14th accident at the Clinton Nuclear Power Station by Gordon Woods of the Clinton Journal. DeWitt County Coroner Randy Rice has released the identity of a man killed November 14th at Constellation's Clinton Nuclear Power Facility. Samuel Ward, 29, of Decatur, was pronounced dead at the scene at 2:45 p.m. In a news release, Rice said an autopsy was scheduled for Monday, November the 17th. Earlier, Rice reported his office, along with the DeWitt County Sheriff's Office, were investigating the death of a male who was electrocuted at the Constellation Energy Clinton Power Plant on November the 14th. At that time, the victim's name was being held pending notification of family. We are deeply saddened to report that at approximately 2 p.m. today, November the 14th, an employee of a contractor working at the Clinton Clean Energy Center was fatally injured while conducting planned work on an electrical transformer, Brett Nauman of Constellation Energy said in a news release. We are investigating the circumstances that led to the event in cooperation with local authorities. First responders from DeWitt County assisted station personnel with the medical response, and any questions should be directed to the DeWitt County Sheriff's Department. Nauman said the company was prepared to support any of its employees and contractors affected by the event. per procedure, plant operators declared an unusual event for loss of off-site power at 2:02 p.m., November the 14th, Nauman added. An unusual event is the lowest of four emergency classifications established by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Want to be an astronaut? Eric Johnson, Natural Sciences Director of the Starkville Planetarium at Parkland Community College, presented a program on Monday about NASA and the U.S. space program. Warner Library District Executive Bobby Perriman volunteered to try on a replica of the NASA space suit. She is pictured trying on the space suit, and there are more photos involving the audience and the spacesuit. Cookies and a Smile. Crystal Brisch and Crystal McIntyre, Circle K assistant manager, dropped by the Clinton Fire Department recently to give the department some snacks. Blake West of CFD accepted the cookies for the department. They are pictured with a fire truck. Clinton student starts first semester at SEMO. Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Southeast Missouri State University welcomes Victoria Wigan of Clinton to her first semester as a SEMO Redhawk. At SEMO, every student is supported by mentors and challenged through hands-on learning. Students are encouraged to turn their passions into purpose-driven careers. With more than 175 programs, Missouri's only campus dedicated to art, dance, music, and theater, and championship-winning D1 athletics. And this from the editorial page, the On Point column by Richard Koritz. Today's topic is health care. The Democrats say the shutdown was all about health care. The Republicans say the shutdown was a Democrat power play. Perhaps both parties have valid points, but neither is even trying to listen to the other. The country does have concerns with providing health care for its citizens, and the Democrats, as the party out of power, are certainly seeking to exacerbate any issue they can if it hurts the Republicans. Politics is politics, and common sense often takes a back seat. Everybody would love to have free health care, but most of us realize that there is no such thing as free when the government provides the service. Somebody has to pay for that service. Health care is not cheap. My doctor office visits normally start with a price tag of $300 or $400 for the privilege of talking to the doctor for a 15-minute session, and oftentimes the visit is much shorter. The bill is adjusted by Medicare and insurance to a lower amount, and everybody seems happy. Someday I would like to know what an actual doctor visit actually costs without all the regulations. We now live under the Affordable Care Act, which is better known as Obamacare, as his administration sponsored the legislation. It was viewed as a means of controlling costs by having some governmental oversight and subsidies for those with lower incomes. The problem with Obamacare is no one appears to have tried to keep a lid on medical costs. These costs have skyrocketed, and premiums are going through the roof. Add to this the factor of the Affordable Care Act having a sunset provision for the federal subsidies at the end of this year, with no plan to fund it or revise it. America has a problem. The Democrats' solution is to keep things as they are and throw more money at a system that doesn't work. The Republicans' tentative position is to privatize the situation and provide individuals a stipend to buy their own insurance with a high deductible policy. If you use common insurance models, those models can easily have deductibles in excess of $5,000, an amount that many simply cannot pay after paying their insurance premiums for the month. The bottom line is that the Democrats are going to tax us to death, or the Republicans are going to bill us to death. Either way, the American public will not be getting the health care it is clamoring for. The current Medicare model allows for basic level of care, with each person paying 20% of the costs after a deductible. You buy a supplemental plan to assist with what is not being paid by Medicare. You can also buy a Medicare Advantage plan, which tends to be more inclusive and often covers more than basic Medicare. Medicare is tax-funded through payroll taxes and premiums paid by its users. This model is already in place for those over 65. I certainly realize that Medicare for All has many socialist aspects that are concerning. I also realize that Congress can design a plan that allows for competition by both insurance companies and medical providers that is much more free market. We currently have two political parties that have become ideologically unable to compromise for the greater good of the American public. Yes, health care can be abused, but the denial of health care to those in need is also abuse in the social sense. Congress can address and resolve the health care problem if Congress so chooses. The problem is that both parties cannot seem to see merit in parts of the other's position. Negotiations and compromises are needed, not government shutdowns. Richard Corax is an Illinois native, attorney, and former DeWitt County State's Attorney. And now to sports. Winter Meet the Maroons Night introduces teams by Mark Rogers of the Clinton Journal. Clinton fans met their 2025 winter sports team on November the 14th during Winter Meet the Maroons Night held at Clinton High School. Three lines of athletes eventually stretched across the Gene Vance Gymnasium floor. The high school swim team, wrestling team, girls wrestling, the M squad, cheer team, girls basketball team, and the boys basketball team received introductions. After the presentations, the boys freshman and sophomore teams took to the floor for an 8-minute quarter of basketball. Next, the girls basketball team put on an exhibition. This was an entire team split to play. It's a lean team this year. There are only 3 freshman players this year and only 13 players in all. So far, this is the only one varsity team playing games with all participating. Lastly, the senior and junior boys squared off in an 8-minute quarter. The other games were close and evenly matched, but the final bout was one-sided. The seniors won by between 15 and 20 points and going away. The varsity team appears to be on track for a good season. The Illinois Secretary of State office adds Apple Wallet technology for residents. Springfield. On Tuesday, Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Janulius announced a major technological milestone. Starting tomorrow, Illinois residents can securely add their Illinois-issued driver's license or state ID to Apple Wallet and present their ID using their iPhone and Apple Watch. This marks a new era of convenience and digital innovation for the state, enabling residents to present their driver's license and state ID in Apple Wallet in person, online, and in apps at select businesses and organizations, including at TSA checkpoints at over 250-plus airports in the U.S., including O'Hare, Midway, and Lambert. The Illinois Mobile ID program will soon expand to Google and Samsung's wallets, ensuring that every Illinois resident with a mobile phone has access to secure digital identification. This is a game changer for Illinois residents, said Janulius. Your ID can live right on your iPhone, ready to use at airports, restaurants, and bars across the state. This launch brings together security, privacy, and convenience in a way that will make life easier for millions of people. We promised innovative solutions, and today we are delivering. Driver's licenses and state IDs in Apple Wallet bring users one step closer to replacing the physical wallet with an easy, secure, and private digital wallet. And we're thrilled to bring this to Illinoisans today, said Jennifer Bailey, Apple's Vice President of Apple Pay and Apple Watch Wallet. The launch of the Illinois driver's licenses and state IDs in Apple Wallet makes everyday moments even more seamless. Whether you're traveling through airport checkpoints this holiday season, grabbing a drink at a restaurant, and more, all this while keeping users' information secure and private. The identity verification process is the cornerstone of transportation security. Technology solutions such as mobile driver's license enhance airport security, reduce touch points, and provide greater privacy protections to individuals at TSA checkpoints, TSA Illinois Federal Security Director Jim Spriggs said. We're pleased to partner with the Illinois Secretary of State in this effort. We hope passengers continue to take advantage of this convenient option. This is not a replacement for a physical ID, and for now, residents must continue to carry their physical ID. With the launch, Illinois joins 12 other states and the territory of Puerto Rico that offers driver's licenses and state IDs in Apple Wallet to their residents. How to add an Illinois driver's license or state ID to Apple Wallet? Adding a license or state ID to Apple Wallet can be done in a few easy steps. Residents can add plus button to the top of their screen on the wallet on their phone, select driver's license or state ID, and follow the on-screen instructions to start the setup and verification process. The resident will be asked to use their iPhone to scan their physical driver's license or state ID card and take a selfie, which will be securely provided to the issuing state for verification. As an additional security step, residents will also be prompted to complete a series of facial and head movements during the setup process. Once verified by the issuing state, the resident's ID or driver's license will be added to Wallet. Using an Illinois driver's license or state ID in Apple Wallet. Users can securely present their IDs in Apple Wallet in person, online, and in apps to show proof of age or identity. To present an ID in person, users can go to Apple Wallet and select their Illinois driver's license or state ID in Apple Wallet. From there, they can hold their iPhone or Apple Watch near an identity reader, review the specific information being requested, and use Face ID or Touch ID to authenticate. Users can present their ID in Apple Wallet and select TSA checkpoints, businesses, and venues, in addition to Apple Store locations across the U.S. for order pickup, Genius Bar appointments, and more. To present an Illinois driver's license and state ID in Apple, in apps and online, users can select Verify with Apple Wallet or Continue with Apple Wallet button. From there, they can review the specific information being requested and authenticate with Face ID or Touch ID before information is shared. Presenting an ID in a secure, private way. IDs in Apple Wallet use the privacy and security features that are built into Apple devices to help them protect a user's identity and personal information. When adding an ID to Apple Wallet, the state issuing authority receives only the information it needs to approve or deny the request. Once an ID is added to Apple Wallet, the information is encrypted on the user's device, so others, including Apple, cannot access it unless a user chooses to present it. Apple and the state issuing authority do not know when or to whom a user presents their driver's license or state ID. A user's presentation history is encrypted and stored only on their device, and Apple cannot see or access this information. When presenting an ID in Apple Wallet, only the information needed for the transaction is presented, and the user has the opportunity to review and authorize the information being requested with Face ID or Touch ID before it is shared. Users do not need to unlock, show, or hand over their device to present their ID. This is a boost for businesses. Alongside the launch of Illinois driver's licenses and state IDs in Apple Wallet, the Secretary of State's office is launching a free mobile ID verifier app for businesses to check proof of age for restrictive purchases, such as the sale of alcohol. The app streamlines age verification while protecting customer privacy. This app will be available in the Apple App Store starting tomorrow. For future enhancements, Janulius emphasized that Illinois Mobile ID program will soon expand to Google and Samsung wallets, ensuring that every Illinois resident with a mobile phone has access to secure digital identification. And now from the weather page, get it together. Make a plan for snow and ice season. The annual campaign reminds the public, get ready for winter travel. Springfield, with temperatures falling, frosty mornings becoming common, and snow starting to creep into the forecast, the public is reminded that it's time for winter weather. Get it together. The Illinois Department of Transportation, Illinois State Police, and Illinois Tollway spend the entire year preparing for snow and ice season, but are asking you to get ready for winter travel over the coming months. At IDOT, we have been busy bringing in extra help, topping off materials, and getting equipment ready to go, said Illinois Transportation Secretary Gia Biagi. We need your help as well. Taking some basic preventive steps before venturing out and during your travels will ensure you protect yourself and stay prepared for whatever winter has in store. It's never too early to begin transitioning to basic winter driving skills and anticipating for even routine trips to take longer, though temperatures are above freezing during the day and roads appear clear. As part of our Winter Weather Get It Together campaign, travelers are encouraged to follow these guidelines. Bookmark IDOT's GettingAroundIllinois.com to check winter road conditions 24/7 before heading out. Get in the habit of monitoring weather forecast. Give yourself plenty of extra time for trips. Slow down and increase the distance between other vehicles. Prepare an emergency kit with jumper tables, flares or reflectors, windshield washer fluid, an ice scraper, traction material, blankets, non-perishable food, and a first aid kit. Have a cell phone charger in your vehicle at all times. Check your battery, charging system, and belts for repairs or replacements. Inspect your tires for wear and pressure. Make sure all the lights on your vehicle are in working order. Watch out for black ice and slippery conditions, even if there is no snow on the ground. A road may appear clear, but can be treacherous with minimal amounts of moisture. Be especially careful when approaching intersections, ramps, bridges, and shaded areas, which are prone to icing and can become extremely slick. Do not travel during bad weather unless absolutely necessary. If you do have to drive, check the forecast and make sure someone is aware of your route. Familiarize yourself with public transportation options in your community. Don't crowd the plows and other equipment treating roads during winter. You might see the plow drivers, but they may not see you. Also, road conditions are much better behind than in front of the plow. Any plow that it's hit is one less resource available to clear the roads. Always wear a seatbelt. It's the law in Illinois, and it's your best defense in a crash. Drop it and drive. Put down the mobile devices. This, too, is the law. Give them distance. Obey the move-over law by slowing down and changing lanes when approaching any stopped vehicle. Follow IDOT on Facebook and X to see how the agency is responding to winter weather throughout the state. Every year, Illinois State Troopers handle hundreds of crashes due to snow and ice, said ISP Director Brendan Kelly. The most important thing to do is slow down and give yourself extra time to get where you're going. Driving fast in winter conditions only puts you and the lives of other people around you at risk. For the upcoming winter, IDOT will have nearly 1,900 trucks available for deployment to plow more than 45,000 lane miles of road statewide, the equivalent of driving back and forth between New York City and Los Angeles 8 times. Last winter, IDOT crews spread more than 312,000 tons of salt statewide. This winter, salt domes are at capacity with more than 542,000 tons on hand, almost twice the weight of Willis Tower. To increase staffing for winter operations, hiring at IDOT continues for both temporary and permanent positions. For information on job postings throughout the state, visit illinois.jobs2web.com or IDOT's employment page. When winter storms strike, we protect our customers by rapidly deploying our road crews and snowplows to keep our roads clear and safe, even during severe weather, said Illinois Tollway Executive Director Cassandra Rouse. Safety is always our top priority, and even during storms, drivers who become stranded on our roads can dial *999 and know that help is on the way. Customers need to help us protect them by slowing down during storms and increasing their distance from plows and other vehicles. The Illinois Tollway mobilizes a fleet of 196 snowplows and taps its stockpile of 105,000 tons of salt to clear its road during winter storms so that the 1.6 million daily drivers who rely on the tollway can safely reach their destinations. We have one obituary today for Richard Lynn Smith of Clinton. Richard Lynn Smith, 92, of Clinton, passed away on November the 15th, 2025, at Goldwater Care in Clinton. Services were conducted at 1:30 p.m. on Thursday, November the 20th, at Calvert Funeral Home, Clinton, with the Reverend Scott Moore officiating. Burial with military honors will follow at Pleasant Valley Cemetery in Kenny. And news in the law enforcement, DeWitt County Sheriff's Office, November the 7th through the 14th. Kristen Kudemeyer, 50, of Gidson City, was issued a citation for speeding 73 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. Kudemeyer was released with no required court appearance. Ishmael Bobat, 53, of Champaign, was issued a citation for speeding 80 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. Bobat was relieved with no court appearance required. Damian Benson, 34, of Urbana, was arrested on a DeWitt County warrant, charging him with driving on a suspended license. All suspects are presumed innocent until found guilty in a court of law. And now from the History Almanac, in 1963, U.S. President John F. Kennedy and his wife Jacqueline arrived in San Antonio, Texas. They were beginning an ill-fated two-day tour of Texas that would end in Dallas with the assassination of President Kennedy. In 1973, U.S. President Richard M. Nixon's attorney, J. Fred Buzhardt, announced the presence of an 18-and-a-half-minute gap in one of the White House tape recorders relating to the Watergate case. In 1980, an estimated 83 million viewers turned in to find out who shot J.R. on the CBS primetime soap opera Dallas. Kristen was the character that fired the gun. And with that, I'll sign off for today. Enjoy your upcoming holidays. Hopefully you will be spending time with family and friends. I will be back again